Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Temperatures are in the 20s as you step out the door. I'll show you what it will feel like where you are. It might even be colder than that, 28.
And those Duke Energy crews are still trying to repair power in Durham since yesterday afternoon, 16 hours after it went out. The massive outage forcing many in Durham to spend the cold night without heat.
President Biden is visiting the Triangle today. Coming up, what he's expected to talk about and how his visit will impact traffic in North Raleigh.
Parents in Durham need to find ways to get their kids to school today as dozens of bus drivers are staying home. The challenge families are facing as the drivers are making a call and taking a stand for better pay. So dealing with a labor issue there, but we still have the weather as a challenge in terms of temperatures. Another cold start to kick off our Thursday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Thursday here. Not as cold at the bus stop today as it was yesterday, but
it's still cold.
Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look at those temperatures.
Yeah, lots of 20s on the map this morning. We're looking at 21 right now in Southern Pines, 22 in Fayetteville. Interestingly, the Triangle is the warmest spot out there at 28, but for a lot of folks, temperatures are about 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. It's 19 in Roxborough, 25 South Hill and Rocky Mount at 22 in Goldsboro. The big difference between yesterday and today is the wind chill. We don't have much of a wind chill to deal with, which is nice. Our temperature in Durham and Raleigh is significantly warmer than it was this time yesterday at 8 degrees warmer. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh. Skies are clear. And again, our wind is calm, not just here in Raleigh, but across the area. We're not likely to see much of a breeze until later this afternoon. So at that point, we could see instead of 50, it may feel more like mid 40s. So definitely a more comfortable afternoon coming our way. So our wind chill forecast, 34 at noon and about 44 for later on this afternoon. We'll see plenty of sunshine today, but overnight tonight, we have rain in the forecast. As we get through the afternoon, you can see those clouds thickening up and then some rain that approaches from the west around 7 or 8 o'clock. We see a quick shower that rolls through and then more isolated rain showers overnight up until around 6 a.m. or so. Notice there's no blue, no pink showing up on the map there. It's possible that we would see maybe a quick wintry mix in our northern counties, but it'll be a no impact kind of event. Here's our hour by hour forecast. 45 at lunchtime, 50 degrees for the high this afternoon. Tomorrow will also be on the mild side, but we're in for another Arctic outbreak over the weekend. I'll show you the wind chills coming up, Brian.
602 right now, Elizabeth, and we are following a couple of crashes this morning, including one on the east side of Raleigh. A serious crash apparently out at Forestville Road near Old Mill Burney Road. There's some indications the scene may have been cleared in the past few minutes. Working to get some more details about it. Just a heads up there on the east side of Raleigh, just east of 540. Still watching some delays on 40 westbound with a crash right around the 42 interchange in western Johnston County. Those have been pretty persistent, although they haven't gotten any worse as far as we can tell. Just a little bit of a backup right there at 42 on 40 westbound. And a report of a minor crash in Holly Springs in the clearing stages now on the 55 bypass at New Hill Road.
Well, it has been a cold night for thousands of people in Durham. They remain without power this morning, nearly 16 hours now after it went out. This is a live look right here. The current outage map from Duke Energy. And Brett Neese is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Durham. Brett, this is a moving target. We just saw these numbers jump just a few seconds ago.
Yeah, it's back up to the peak of 11,000 customers without power. That is up over 3,000 homes within the past 30 minutes when we last checked. So we're going to get some more details on what may be causing that. But because of these outages, the Durham Health and Human Services building here behind me, they opened this as a shelter last night for these thousands of people that were without power in these extreme cold temperatures. And we are back up to that 11,000 number. And officials tell me this is all due to an issue with a substation that caused these outages. They had some sort of maintenance issue yesterday afternoon. They were hopeful to get this back online by 4 to 5 a.m. We are now looking at between 9 and 10 a.m., so still 3 to 4 more hours before hopefully this work will be completed and then power, heat restored to these folks. They are exploring just every option possible to get as many customers back on the grid as possible, but as we've seen in the last 30 minutes, that number has gone back up in terms of how many are without power. Durham Mayor says that this could not have come at a worse time because of these extreme temperatures. We're going to continue to keep an eye on that outage map. We're going to let you know when that power is fully restored and when they might make progress and keep you updated. Live in Durham, Brittany, WRL News.
Breaking news. Three people are in the hospital this morning after a house fire in Fayetteville. Fire crews responded to the home on Christina Street just before 11:30 last night. When they got there, they saw thick smoke coming out of the home. Firefighters were able to rescue four people from the second story through the windows. Three of those people were injured and were taken to the hospital. Two of them had to be airlifted. We're working to learn how serious their injuries are.
Some parents in Durham will have to find another way to get their kids to school today as dozens of bus drivers have walked off the job. The problem stems from a salary dispute. More than 50 bus drivers didn't show up to work yesterday, and more are expected to be out today. We spoke with a driver who is not striking but understands the frustration others are feeling.
They were given raises and bonuses that are being taken back because they said they were overpaid or their raises were too high.
The district superintendent says leaders are working to solve that problem, and parents are being asked to pick up and drop off students until the shortage is resolved.
Today, President Joe Biden is visiting Raleigh. WRL has learned he will be speaking at Abbotts Creek Community Center in North Raleigh. That will cause traffic congestion along some major roads in that area later today. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live at that community center this morning with what we can expect from the president's visit this afternoon. Good morning, Kelsey.
Renee, good morning. The economy is going to be the main focus of President Biden's visit today. He's also going to talk about more broadband internet access across North Carolina. Hundreds of people are expected to come here to the Abbott Creeks Community Center to hear him speak, so that's really going to impact traffic. Parts of Durant and Falls of Neuse Road will be closed today between 1 and 5:30. Wake County Schools already sent out a notice to parents because some schools in that area may have a delayed dismissal. Sky 5 flew over Abbotts Creek Community Center yesterday. Today marks Biden's first time coming to North Carolina during his 2024 campaign. Meredith College political science professor David McLennan says we'll likely see the president here a lot more. He says North Carolina will be a closely divided state this election. McLennan says the president will discuss economic progress.
Even though the president is talking about the progress, people are feeling it. Inflation, for example, the inflation rate has come down, but prices still seem to be high for most Americans.
You can watch our team coverage of President Biden's visit today, both on air and online at WRL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
If there's a rematch between Biden and former President Donald Trump, North Carolina will be a critical state. Trump is a Republican frontrunner. He won the state narrowly in 2020, just as he did in 2016. Republicans in the state are confident he or whoever wins the GOP nomination can do it again.
It's a state that they have tried very hard to flip over the last several years, and they're not going to be able to do it again this cycle because, again, our voters understand that Republicans care about the issues that they care about.
The WRL NC Capitol team will have full coverage of President Biden's visit today. Laura Leslie and Matt Tallhelm will have reports in our later newscasts.
Breaking news, more tension in the Middle East as Pakistan has launched airstrikes on targets in Iran. Iranian state media report at least 9 people were killed, including several children. Pakistan says the strikes were on terror targets. The strikes come one day after Iran launched a strike on Sunni militants inside Pakistan. 2 children died. Pakistan strongly condemned the strike, calling it an unprovoked violation of its airspace.
Fayetteville police are investigating a deadly crash that closed down a street last night. This was the scene when the WRL breaking news tracker got there on Ramsey Street. Police say 72-year-old Wilburn Bell crossed the center line and hit another car head on. The driver of that other car, 72-year-old Wanda Eldridge, was killed. No charges have been filed yet, but the crash is still under investigation.
It is 6:09. A man trapped in his truck for 6 days after a wreck is giving thanks.
The 6 days I was down there were longest, scariest, most terrifying days of my life.
His emotional reunion with the men who found him and saved his life.
Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan has a new highlight. He is being celebrated as a hero after saving a teen on a Florida highway.
We've got quite the wild 7-day forecast. We're going to see fairly normal temperatures this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon after a very cold start this morning and a few light showers late. Then an Arctic blast Saturday and Sunday and even some highs in the 60s. We'll go through all of it coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Is another cold start out there this morning. Our temperature officially at RDU 27, but we're looking at low to mid 20s in most places. So you want to bundle those kids up again as they head out to the bus stop. The one thing that we're not seeing this morning is much of a wind chill, but it is in the low to mid 20s. This afternoon, temperatures will climb up much closer to 50 degrees and we'll still maybe have a touch of a wind chill, making it feel like 40s, but that's still a little more comfortable than we saw yesterday. Overnight tonight, we have some showers that'll roll through. We'll start to see that rain maybe as early as 7 or 8 o'clock. It'll be light and patchy, and temperatures will be too warm for this to be anything but rain, except up near the Virginia line where there could be maybe a teeny bit of sleet, but it looks like a no-impact event. We have an Arctic blast ahead again for this weekend. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
6:13, Elizabeth. We are tracking a couple of crashes in Wake County and also in Johnston County. We'll talk about those in a few minutes, but I want to talk about that East Durham power outage this morning, because with so much area without electricity, we have a lot of signals that are out right now on the east side of Durham, including many along Holloway Street, Miami Boulevard, Cheek Road, Andrew Avenue, and Briggs Avenue. A reminder, when you get to one of those intersections and the signals aren't working, you have to treat it as a four-way stop. Jeff.
Today, you can learn more about plans to consolidate Warren County's three elementary schools into one. A public meeting is happening tonight at Merriam Boyd Elementary School in Warrenton. School leaders there are considering combining that school, Vaughn Elementary, and Northside Elementary. They'll talk about the condition of the current schools and the benefits of creating a centralized school. The meeting is happening from 6 to 7:30 tonight.
An update to a story we've been following. An Indiana man survived a crash and was rescued after 6 days stuck in his vehicle under an interstate bridge. He is now out of the hospital and met the people who came to his rescue. WRO's Kent Smith is here now with that reunion and what that man is saying about that scary experience.
Ken. You know, Renee, you see these images here, and it's all about gratitude for Matt Room. He spent about 3 weeks in an Indiana hospital after he was rescued. Let's take our viewers back to that scene under that bridge off I-94 in West Indiana around Christmas time. State police say Room swerved on that interstate bridge to avoid hitting a deer. His pickup truck ended up lodged underneath that bridge. Well, the day after Christmas, a couple of fishermen scouting for fishing holes actually discovered him after he was trapped there for 6 days. Well, this morning, we're hearing from Room as he reunited with the people who rescued him.
The 6 days I was down there were longest, scariest, most terrifying days of my life, because that day I had given up hope. And you know, that morning, I had, and I think I handed you my notebook, but that notebook had my obituary.
Room had to have one of his left leg amputated, rather. He's now in rehab. His rescuers say the 27-year-old survived by filtering rainwater from a drain pipe and using an airbag as a blanket. Room says he is extremely grateful to those fishermen and those first responders for giving him a second chance. And hey, those fishermen were in the right place at the right time.
They certainly were. Thank goodness for them. And when they initially found him, I mean, Room was so badly injured, they didn't know if he was going to make it. But Room has shown tremendous resilience in his recovery. We're happy for him.
Yeah, we are too.
Ken, thanks. Mm-hmm.
On the rescue subject, wrestling icon Hulk Hogan is being celebrated as a hero for saving a teen after a car crash in Florida. Hogan's wife posted to Facebook that she and Hulk saw the car flip over while they were driving home from dinner. And she says Hogan and another man jumped right into action to free the girl from the car. Hogan, no relation, his real name is Terry Bollea. He says he was able to puncture the girl's airbag with a pen to help get her out of the car. The girl apparently was unhurt.
Shaw University will celebrate the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. today. The school will hold its annual commemorative service. Today's guest speaker is the Reverend Dr. Melvin Miller from the Progressive Baptist Church in St. Paul's, Minnesota. Today's service starts at 11 this morning in the Thomas J. Boyd Chapel on campus.
The average person spends more than 2 hours a day scrolling on social media. And while it's common knowledge an algorithm is behind much of what you see, it's less clear who controls those algorithms and how powerful can they be. That means posts about kittens and vacations can lead to you seeing violence and conspiracy theories within just a few clicks. Coming up on Today, the calls for rules and regulations for social media algorithms and how you can take action if they start to lead you astray. Today airs right here on WRAL 7 a.m.
The average is just more than 2 hours a day. Did they include teenagers in that pool?
Not sure.
Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. No 2 hour delays this morning. School's all starting on time. We still have the cold temperatures, though.
We do. Temperatures are solidly in the 20s this morning, but we're not seeing the same wind chill that we did yesterday, thankfully. We take a live look at downtown Durham right now. All is quiet. We have clear skies, so it's going to be a real pretty sunrise when that sun comes up. We have the potential for some light rain showers overnight tonight. Starting during the evening, if you're going to be out around, say, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, you might see a quick shower. And then, again, after midnight up until around 6 a.m. So it's going to be mainly happening during the dark. Temperatures are going to be above freezing while this happens. So this is not going to be a wintry precipitation event for us. There were some model runs a few days ago that were hinting at that, but it just doesn't look like it's going to happen. It wouldn't be completely out of the question to see that up near the Virginia line, but really most of us are not going to see much of it. And even there, it would be a no-impact event. You can see a little bit of snow crossing parts of the Midwest right now, and the mountains may get some significant snow, but we're just not going to see it here. We take a look at Futurecast kicking things off at lunchtime. Temperatures will be in the mid-40s, and we'll see sunny skies. We begin to cloud up during the afternoon. We'll see highs close to 50 degrees. And then during the evening, here comes that band of rain, but temperatures will be in the upper 30s as that band of rain moves through. You can see that, and then it just doesn't cool down. We may drop to 32 in Roxborough about the time that the rain moves on out, so again, we're just not going to have the precipitation and the temperatures together. But in the mountains, look at this. The American model showing some significant snow there could be up to half a foot of snow. And the European model showing the same. European model wants to show a flurry or two for us. Again, there's a potential of a little bit of light precipitation, but no accumulation. Arctic blast comes back again after a couple of milder days. We're going to feel that Saturday and Sunday. So we go from 52 tomorrow with a chance of rain early in the day. Tomorrow should be a decent day, really. But then 35 on Saturday and 41 on Sunday with the wind chills well into the 20s. As a matter of fact, on Saturday morning, it could feel as cold as 11. And Sunday morning, we could be right down into the single digits when you figure in the wind chill. So kind of a crazy 7-day forecast. Temperatures fairly close to normal today and tomorrow. That rain overnight. We're dry Saturday and Sunday, but quite chilly. And then a nice warm up, almost 60 on Tuesday, 65 Wednesday. But Wednesday may bring us another round of rain. Brian?
It is 620 on the dot right now as we take a look at traffic, and I'm watching some big delays as you come in from the western side of Johnston County on 40 westbound up toward the Cleveland community. We have a crash just before you get to the 42 interchange there. Right lane is blocked. That's some new information we've learned in the past few minutes. The sensors here are incorrect. We're seeing about a 6 to 10 minute delay as you head from 210 at the McGee's Crossroads area up toward 42 in Johnston County. Just allow that extra time. You might consider using Highway 50 as an alternate route. We're also giving you an update about what to expect later this afternoon with President Biden's visit to North Raleigh there at Abbotts Creek Community Center. Expect intermittent closures along Falls of Neuson and Durant roads between 1 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. Also, other major roads there on the north side of Raleigh may be closed briefly as the motorcade passes through.
Thanks, Brian. The investigation into what caused a door panel to blow out of that Boeing plane enters another step. What Alaska Airlines says it is doing now to try to make sure its planes are safe for passengers.
And big honors for a junior acting troupe from Raleigh. The national recognition they've received for the second year in a row.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Richard Simmons is back in the public eye with some strong words about an upcoming biopic.
Yeah, Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, the fitness legend posted to Facebook saying that he did not give his permission for the movie, which stars Pauly Shore. He says, "Don't believe everything you read." Shore is playing Simmons in a short film called The Court Jester that will debut at Sundance tomorrow night, and a full biopic starring Shore as Richard Simmons reportedly is in development.
Yeah, the two are not related from what we understand, but I look at Pauly Shore and I think, hey, buddy, you remember the days, the MTV days back in the day? But I tell you, Richard Simmons is not happy about this. He didn't sign off on it. He says he doesn't have a publicist, doesn't have a manager anymore. He just wants to live a quiet, peaceful life and be left alone.
And can I be honest, of all the famous people out there, it's not like I'm wanting to know more about Richard Simmons,
with
his backstory.
Over the years, leave him alone.
You know, just let him be.
There's some market research if you're the person producing these movies.
Yeah,
Renee doesn't want to see it.
So. I suppose.
The rapper formerly known as Kanye West is sporting a new look, metallic teeth. Ye posted this photo to his Instagram story showing off the new implants. In another picture, Ye compared his look to that of James Bond villain Jaws from, you know, the Roger Moore days.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a very unique titanium veneer, and there's a thin material covering it right now. But a lot of people are wondering, did he have his teeth removed or something? Who knows? But spending $850,000 on those implants for a new look.
Almost $1 million for the grill.
A lot of people wondering why. Brian, thanks. A local theater group with students from across the Raleigh area is celebrating a big win in a national competition. The Raleigh Area Children's Theater won first place against 123 other groups in the Junior Theater Festival in Atlanta. The students are between the ages of 9 and 12, and they performed a 15-minute version of Beauty and the Beast for a panel of judges. It's the second year in a row they've taken first place.
Pure elation. I love that story. Chuck E. Cheese game show could soon hit the airwaves. The company says it's producing a game show geared toward adults. It'll feature supersized versions of games, including air hockey, pinball, and the claw machine. There's no information yet about how the show or when the show may be ready for air.
President Biden is visiting the Triangle today. Coming up, what he's expected to talk about and how his visit could impact traffic in North Raleigh.
And temperatures are in the mid-20s across most of the area as the kids are headed out to school. But this afternoon, it'll feel a bit milder than yesterday, with highs closer to 50. We're still looking at another Arctic blast, though, over the weekend. I'll show you what to expect.
Three people are in the hospital after an overnight fire at this Fayetteville home. What we know about the rescue effort to get them out of the burning house.